Alvin Kamara sprained the medial collateral ligament in his knee at Tuesday's joint practice in Oxnard and is expected to miss about a month, per Adam Schefter at ESPN. And that was only the second worst injury report of the Saints week, because a day earlier, Ian Rappaport at NFL Network reported that rookie receiver Jordan Tyson, the 8th overall pick, will miss around 2 months with the hamstring he pulled in a joint practice with Jacksonville, a timeline that runs into October and makes him a strong candidate to open the season on injured reserve, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Nick Underhill at New Orleans Football carried the gentler version on Kamara. Didn't tear anything, will be out for a few weeks. But either red makes the September 13th opener against Detroit tight, and both land on an offense that spent the offseason rebuilding around exactly these two rooms. The week those reports interrupted was a three-stop California trip, and the first stop got expensive. Tuesday's session against the Cowboys in Oxnard produced double-digit fights, per Cherian Williams at Pro Football Talk. Saints center Eric McCoy threw a helmet in the air, Dallas edge rusher Donovan Ezirwaku was ejected for throwing a punch, and Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer summed up his own afternoon with, "Right now, I'm in charge of Fight Club." The league saw the same footage everyone else did, and fined both clubs $500,000 apiece, per the Associated Press. Thursday in Woodland Hills was calmer and better football. Against the Rams' defense, Tyler Shough went 14 of 22 by Jeff Nowak's charting at Odyssey. Efficient, though under steady pressure with at least two throws batted down at the line, which keeps the summer's pattern intact. The quarterback keeps producing while the protection in front of him keeps wobbling. The receiver making the most of it is rookie Bryce Lance, who spent his birthday catching 5 of 6 targets from Shough with 2 red zone touchdowns, one of them over coverage against the Rams' starting corners. Kellen Moore. Good work, contested catches against really talented corners. That is now 2 joint practices in a row Lance has scored on a show throw. He had one against Jacksonville the week before. And with Tyson shelved into October, the 4th-round pick is the live answer to who plays outside next to Chris Olave in September. The defense had its own day. Sacks from Carl Granderson, Chase Young, and Davin Godshow, plus 2 interceptions of Rams backup Ty Simpson per Nowak. Saturday at SoFi Stadium was the reverse image, with the caveat stated up front. Moore held every starter out, telling reporters Thursday's practice was the first team's real game speed work, per Pankti Parmar at Heavy. So this was backups against backups, and the Saints' backups lost 34-0. The game doubled as the backup quarterback audition. Moore had called that race close, we're real close, before kickoff, and neither candidate closed it. Zach Wilson, who had been taking second-team reps from Spencer Rattler during the week per John Sigler at Saints Wire, started and went 6 of 12 for 55 yards with an interception. Rattler went 14 of 23 for 141 and twice drove into the red zone in the second half, and both trips became Rams points. A 100-yard interception return by Alex Cook, then a lost fumble inside the 5, per Ross Jackson's ledger at Louisiana Sports. Add 12 penalties for 96 yards, including 2 12 men on the field flags, per the team's own recap, and Moore's post-game assessment wrote itself, per Grant Shasher at Saints News Network. Regular season, preseason, does not matter. Film is your resume in this league. And, taking his share, we didn't prepare ourselves well enough from a coaching perspective. The rest of the injury ledger, quickly. Audric Esteem's diagnosis from the opener is an ankle, and he's expected to miss time, per Mike Triplett at NewOrleans.football. Running back Devin Neal limped off Saturday after a 4-yard run, per Luke Johnson at The Advocate, and tight end Maliki Matavao left with a lower leg injury, per Jackson, which puts most of the backfield depth chart on one list in a single week. Center Cesar Ruiz left Thursday's practice with an ankle and no stated severity, per Nowak. Cam Jordan's hamstring produced no new diagnosis and no practice time. He has now been out 2 weeks. Back in July, we previewed New Orleans as the division's best story and its most prepaid price, a full rebuild with no statistical rebate behind it, a second-year quarterback whose repeatable core graded bottom 5, and a repair job across the line, backfield and receiver room that camp needed to show functioning. We've been checking that preview against camp every week, and August keeps splitting it down the middle. Show's file keeps adding modest, real evidence against real defenses, while the repair job sheds parts faster than any projection priced in Tyson, Kamara, and Dylan Reduns in the space of 10 days. One more check before the season. What to watch now? the backup quarterback call between Rattler and Wilson, which Saturday's film made harder rather than easier, and how the Sunday, August 30 cut to 53 handles Tyson and Kamara, carried on the initial roster or moved to injured reserve, which decides whether either is a September player. The preseason finale is against Dallas. We'll check after cut day. For data via NFL Verse.